Someone was getting at the strawberries. Not birds, because they pecked and left pitted berries. And not the twins, because they trampled the plants and left footprints all over the plot. No, some light-footed thief was taking a berry here and a berry there, neatly, without disturbing a thing. Another gardener wouldn't even have noticed. The same day, John noticed a pool of water under his garden tap. The tap was dripping. He gave it a turn, tightened it up. He scratched his head and went about his business, but he kept an eye out. The next day he saw a figure in the strawberries, a little scarecrow, barely knee-high, in an over-large hat that drooped down over its face. It ran off when it saw him. Who in the village had a mite that size, small and underfed? Who around here would let their child go stealing fruit from other people's gardens? He was stumped for an answer. And someone had been in the potting shed. He hadn't left the old newspapers in that state, had he? And those crates, they'd been put away tidy, he knew they had. For once he put the padlock on before he went home. Passing by the garden tap, he noticed it dripping again. Gave it a firm half-turn without even thinking about it, then putting his weight into it, another quarter-turn. That should do it. In the night he awoke, uneasy in his mind for reasons he couldn't account for. Where would you sleep, he found himself wondering, if you couldn't get into the potting shed and make yourself a bed with newspapers in a crate? And where would you get water if the tap was turned off so tight you couldn't move it? Chiding himself for his midnight foolishness, he opened the window to feel the temperature. Too late for frosts. Cool for the time of year, though. And how much colder if you were hungry? And how much darker if you were a child? What's the matter with you? Said the missus, when he sat in silence at her kitchen table drinking a cup of coffee. Nothing, he said. He drained his cup and went back to the garden. He stood and scanned the fruit bushes with anxious eyes. Nothing. At lunchtime he ate half a sandwich, discovered he had no appetite, and left the other half on an upturned flowerpot by the garden tap. Telling himself he was a fool, he put a biscuit next to it. He turned the tap on. It took quite an effort, even for him. He let the water fall noisily into a tin watering can, emptied it into the nearest bed, and refilled it. The thunder of splashing water resounded around the vegetable garden. He took care not to look up and around. Then he took himself a little way off, knelt on the grass, his back to the tap, and started brushing off some old pots. It was an important job. It had to be done. You could spread disease if you didn't clean your pots properly between planting. Behind him, the squeak of the tap. He didn't turn instantly. He finished the pot he was doing. Brush, brush, brush. Then he was quick, on his feet, over to the tap, faster than a fox. But there was no need for such haste. The child, frightened, tried to flee, but stumbled. Picking itself up, it limped only a few more steps, then stumbled again. John caught it up, lifted it, the weight of a cat, no more, turned it to face him, and the hat fell off.